Throughout Elul, the Yom HaNarayim, and through Shmini Atzeres, we have a beautiful minhag of reciting L'David Hashem Ori at the end of Shachris and at the end of Mariv. Most likely this is sourced in a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that says when it's the Ori is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom HaKippurim. There are other sources as well. And therefore we have a minhag reciting L'David Hashem Ori, the Perek of Tehillim and Perek of Zayin at the end of Davening. And in this Perek of Tehillim, David HaMelech famously tells us, Achas Sho'alti Me'es Hashem Oso Avakesh. One thing I ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shitu Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. The one thing that he asked, the one desire that he has is to sit in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet the Medrash comments, the Medrash in Tehillim says, what is this Achas Sho'alti Me'es Hashem? What is the one thing that David HaMelech desires? Says the Medrash, Malchus Sho'al. He desires the kingship. And Rabbi Lam, in a beautiful drasha called The Royal Reach in 1964, says, this is David HaMelech. David HaMelech, you would have thought if you study Tanakh and you know David's life and you know what David goes through, wouldn't we think that David HaMelech, who has enemies all the time trying to hurt him and kill him, some are actual enemies, some are his own family, Avshalom and the Plishtim, all scheming to kill him and to be done with David HaMelech, wouldn't we think that David HaMelech's one achas sho'alti me'es Hashem would be, ah, Hashem, please give me some respite, give me some peace, give me quiet, give me a victory. And yet with all of this happening in David's life, David HaMelech says, Malchus Sho'al, because he doesn't, says Rabbi Lam, he doesn't pray like a beggar. He knows what is right out there in front of him. But for David HaMelech, there was something greater, something more aspirational, something he was dreaming of beyond just the here and the now of a quiet from his enemies. Malchus Sho'al. And we find a similar thing, says Rabbi Lam, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the dialogue between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we say throughout the Slichos, V'yomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. It is when Moshe Rabbeinu could have just said, Hashem, just don't kill them. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu, he really asks for forgiveness. He really goes above and beyond what it seems he should ask for. And Hashem says, Salachti kidvarecha. If that's what you ask for, then that's what you get. You really daven for something big. You daven for something great. Kidvarecha. If we daven for little things, Hashem gives us little things. But if we daven for greatness, as Rabbi Lam explains, low goals make a man small. High goals let him grow tall. What are the aspects of tshuva? Something that we think about, and maybe this is one of the reasons we recite L'David Hashem Ori throughout Elul, is what do we want to ask for? Malchus Sho'al. Do we desire greatness in our lives? Do we aspire not only that I should be forgiven, not only that everybody should be healthy, of course, but what are my aspirations? What do I dream about? What are the things that I really want to accomplish this year? And the idea of tshuva, of the Beinoni, of the Tzadik, and of the Rasha, it's not only that it's 50-50, but the Beinoni, he's okay. He's neither here nor there. He's right in the middle. But we have to daven Malchus Sho'al. So as we say L'David Hashem Ori, as we recite Malchus Sho'al Te'meis Hashem, we should think for ourselves, Malchus Sho'al. Is my davening a Malchus Sho'al? Is the learning that I do Malchus Sho'al? Is my Vatum L'Chaveru Malchus Sho'al? And in that understanding, with that frame of mind, we can really aspire for greatness.